here's a story from The World.
President Biden is working to undo many Trump administration policies on immigration, among them allowing migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border to seek asylum after waiting years to enter. But the Biden administration is receiving some criticism. They've reopened a Trump-era detention center in Texas for unaccompanied minors, migrant children that enter the country without an adult. Another facility in Florida is slated to reopen, too. Neha Desai is an attorney with the National Center for Youth Law in Oakland, California. Neha, this reopening of the facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, has angered some Democrats and some immigration rights advocates. Is this anger justified?
Well, it's absolutely justified to be concerned about the use of influx facilities, which are fundamentally far less appropriate for children than smaller scale licensed bed spaces. However, the real anger should be turned towards the Trump administration, which created the situation that the Biden administration now finds itself in.
Now, during the Trump administration, we often heard about children being in cages, and that's what a lot of people are imagining when they think of detention centers housing children. But in the case with this Texas facility and possibly the Florida facility, that's not entirely accurate. What are these facilities like?
You are absolutely right that these facilities, neither ORR shelters nor influx facilities, are the cages that people have in mind when they think of child detention. Ideally, children are kept in the smallest, most community-based home-like setting in a licensed shelter facility. When those settings are maxed out, they are placed in, and they will be placed in, these influx facilities, which are much larger scale facilities than are ideally appropriate for kids, but they do not have the same level of restrictions as the type of detention facility that a lot of people, I think, conjure up in their minds when they think of child detention.
How is this facility that the Biden administration is reopening in Carrizo Springs, Texas, how is it going to be used this time around?
So this time around, Carrizo Springs will be used after children have been transferred out of CBP and have been quarantined and then are ready to be released fairly quickly. So hopefully children will be there for very, very short amounts of time.
And CBP, remind me again what that means?
Sure. CBP is Customs and Border Protection, and those are the holding facilities, often referred to as cages, where children and families are processed when they originally arrive at the border and are apprehended.
Do you think the Biden administration should have seen this coming and been more prepared, or do you support this as an interim measure?
I think the Biden administration did see this coming. I think there are a couple of points of clarification here. So while it may be temporarily needed to prevent a backup in CBP, there's absolutely no reason that influx facilities need to be used for a prolonged period of time. There's much that can be done to expedite the safe release of children from custody and mitigate the reliance on influx facilities.
Neha, how long will you give the Biden administration to kind of sort this out?
It's difficult to answer that without a clear prediction on where the numbers are going to go in terms of arrivals. If we continue to see a really significant upward trend in how many kids are arriving at the border, I would have a different answer than if we see that number plateau or even decrease. I think what's really more important is taking a look at how aggressively ORR is trying to implement changes so that they are releasing kids as quickly as possible, that they are maximizing the use of the beds that they have in their network, and expanding licensed bed capacity. So contracting with more licensed bed providers, long-term foster care beds, transitional foster care beds that are much safer and more appropriate for children than influx facilities.
That's Neha Desai. She's an attorney with the National Center for Youth Law in Oakland, California. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.